This is VOA News. I'm Steve Karish. Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan's party suffered heavy losses in Sunday's local elections, losing critical cities across the country while the main opposition party is on course to win the capital, Ankara. In Istanbul, election results remain too close to call with opposition claims of voter manipulation. Erdogan, speaking in Istanbul to reporters, acknowledged his Justice and Development Party had suffered setbacks and vowed to learn lessons from the poll. In other election news, with half the ballots counted on Monday, comedian Volodymyr Zelensky and incumbent Petro Poroshenko were leading Ukraine's presidential election. The Central Election Commission said Zelensky, a comedian who plays the role of the president in a television comedy series, was in first place with 30% of the vote. As he decides whether to join the already crowded 2020 presidential race, former Vice President Joe Biden is defending himself against an allegation of misbehavior towards a female politician in Nevada in 2014. AP correspondent Sagar Magani reports.
Biden says he's offered countless handshakes, hugs, and expressions of affection on the campaign trail and never believed he acted inappropriately. But he says he'll listen respectfully to any suggestions he did so. Sagar Magani at the White House.
Pope Francis on Sunday defended his decision to refuse to accept the resignation earlier this month of a French cardinal who was convicted of failing to report sexual abuse allegations to police. Francis, who spoke with reporters upon his return from a two-day trip to Morocco, said a final decision wouldn't be made until the appeal process was completed. This is VOA News. A Vietnamese woman is now the only person remaining in detention in Malaysia for killing the half-brother of North Korean leader Kim Jong-un. A lawyer for Dong Thi Hong said Monday that his client instead pleaded guilty to a lesser charge of causing hurt by dangerous weapons or means.
We are happy this morning that it's come to a happy ending, that the one can look forward, there's a date for her, that she can go back home, and that date is very near.
Hong was charged with smearing the deadly nerve agent VX on the face of Kim Jong-nam in Kuala Lumpur's airport in February of 2017. Murder charges stemming from that incident were dropped last month against an Indonesian woman. Lawyers for the two women have said they were pawns in a political assassination in which the North Korean embassy in Kuala Lumpur was involved. Venezuelan President Nicolas Maduro, in an address Sunday on state television, announced a 30-day plan to ration electricity. Maduro said schools would remain closed and the length of the workday will be cut to conserve power during the 30-day period. Residents in Caracas, fed up with the recurring electrical blackouts, protested in the streets on Sunday. Maduro has blamed the blackouts on U.S. sabotage. Opposition leader Juan Guaido says government neglect and mismanagement are responsible. Australia plans to become the first country in the world to impose jail terms and multi-million-dollar fines for social media companies that do not quickly remove violent material. The changes are in response to the live streaming of some of the Christchurch mosque's shootings, and a bill will be introduced to the Australian Parliament this week. From Sydney, Phil Mercer reports.
Australia now wants to impose multi-billion dollar fines on companies that don't act quickly to take down abhorrent violent material. Executives could go to prison for 3 years. But cybersecurity expert Nigel Fair from the University of New South Wales thinks the proposed legislation goes too far.
I'm a believer that jail time is for serious and violent offenders and not for the marketing executive of a social media company. I think we need to continue the discussion. Fines is a good thing. I'm sure we can get to a balanced way of dealing with this issue.
Facebook says it removed 1.5 million copies of the Christchurch video in the days following the attack.
Phil Mercer reporting. Officials in Peru say at least 20 people were killed when a double-decker bus burst into flames in Lima. From Washington, I'm Steve Karish. This is VOA.